Tov is Reuven and Levi. We're learning together with Hashem's help the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace, guide to a happy, peaceful, wonderful, joyous, heavenly marriage. All good things. Okay, we're in chapter 10, page 219 in the Hebrew version. We're just starting this chapter, at the beginning of the chapter, and Rav Arish is explaining to us that the real test of a man, of a person, man here, doesn't begin until he gets married. Until he gets married, all the tests a person has, they're not his real tests. Why? Because until he gets married, he can wiggle out of the tests. You don't like the test, you drop the situation. Don't like the friend who's giving you a hard time, so don't speak to him anymore. Don't like the job for giving you a hard time, quit that job and get another job. Don't like the area, move. Right, you can get out of the test. But when you're married and you put through a test, there's nowhere to go. You have to face the test. Can't run anywhere. Well, people try, but that's not the right. But basically, you're going to stay married with Hashem. So you have to face up to it, the test. You have to deal with it. You can't run away. So that's the real time a person gets tested, when he can't run away anymore. Right? He has to deal with any problems in his home. He has to deal with them. Lo dugma, Adam she'ino nasui. For example, he says, a person who's not married. If he doesn't get on with a certain person, he can simply avoid him, or disappear, go somewhere else. Who's forcing him to stay in contact with him? Therefore, it turns out that he has no work on his emunah. Shum madad amiti, and no real work on his midot, amidat emunah shelo, particularly on his emunah. Aval adam nasui eino yechol lazov et habayit, but a person who's married can't just leave his home. Ulehitchamek mehanisyonot, and to hide from his tests in bnei beito with members of his household. Ela hu tzarech lishael lamod b'nisyonot. Rather, he needs to stay there and to stand up in the tests. And against his will, he will see exactly where he's holding in the midah of emunah, and then he'll begin to work on his emunah. Right? Until then, a person can fool themselves, think that they're actually doing pretty well. Yeah, I've got things pretty covered. I'm a pretty decent guy. I get on well with people. People like me. I like them. I'm pretty polite. Yeah, I'm pretty covered. But that's because I'm already tested. But when I'm really tested to breaking point, and I want to scream or hit something or someone or whatever, now I really know what I'm really holding. And I realize, you know what? I'm not as sadic as I thought I was. I'm actually an angry man, or I'm actually an arrogant, vain, or fill in the blank. I have all those not nice qualities that are now being revealed to me. I wasn't really aware of until now. So now I can work on them, Baruch Hashem, if I approach it correctly. If I don't approach it correctly, and then I see that actually I'm full of anger, I'm full of arrogance, and I'm full of all the other not nice stuff that I'm full of. So if I don't like that very much, then I'll try and blame it on someone else. It's not my fault. I never used to be like this, right? It's her fault. Before I was married, I was relaxed, easygoing, and look at me, I'm a crazy person now. Must be. No, the real me is just coming out. But if I don't like that idea, I can try and blame someone else, unfortunately. That's what happens. Adam she'eino nasui, im pogim b'chvodo, person who's not married, if somebody damages his honor, He can return it back. He can get into an argument without it affecting or damaging his own personal life. And even if he's a person who doesn't normally respond to such things, then it's only because the reason why he doesn't respond to people who upset him is that he just wants, it's convenient for him to show to other people an impression that he's the person in charge of his midot. Right? He's doing it for show. But a person who's married, when his wife upsets him or disgraces him, or one of his children, doesn't listen to him, he responds exactly according to the level of his true midot. If he's an angry person, he has anger, and he can't hide his anger in that situation. So what does he see? That during the course of the day, he has to go through these interactions with his spouse and with his kids, and he can't fake the response. It's easy to fake the response. If you're in yeshiva and somebody annoys you, it's a tough. So either you can choose how you respond. Doesn't you don't care. Right, or you can pretend to be good, but oh, fine, I don't care, whatever. But at home, in my own home, right, whatever my response is, that's my natural response, right? And therefore, I'm going to get a true picture of where I'm really holding. Adam she'eino nasui, a person who's not married, einu tzarich liyot b'matzav shel netina matmedet. He doesn't need to go through the test, through the situation of having to constantly give, have constantly understand, constantly pay attention, etc. But a person who's married always needs to always give. Lashpia to, it's not really an English word, lashpia. It's another way of giving. Lakshiv, to pay attention, lavin, to understand, etc. Bishvil lasot et zed tzarich tiyatiyah lo nefesh uguwa amleya. And in order to do this, a person needs to have a nefesh, a soul, which is relaxed and calm. Tavar shehu biltiyav shari b'li emunah, which is impossible without emunah. To be continuously giving and understanding
within a marriage.
Within a marriage, right? That those same rules don't apply outside of a marriage. So I need to be understanding, I need to pay attention. Oh, a few times a day when someone's speaking to me, when they're not, I can choose to take a time out, go for a walk. But when I'm at home, every 5 minutes somebody wants something from me. My kids want something, my wife needs something, I'm trying to do something, right? Constantly, constantly, constantly. It's a completely different test. So now is my where am I really holding? And only in order to pass that test, a person needs emunah. That person needs emunah that everything's from Hashem. Right, and he needs to work on his emunah if he's going to stay calm and collected. It's interesting that Hashem's very kind to us. The person gets married, so it's a slow process. Initially, the wedding, the Sheva Brachot, the first year, everything's just the two of you, everything's good, you give and take, even if you do things wrong, the other partner doesn't mind so much. And slowly, slowly, and then the kids come along, first one, then two, right? Because it's building up slowly, slowly, a person's emuna. The tests that a person goes through, right? Increasing, you know, when you've got a house full and everything going on. So there's, right, by this point, there's a lot of work to have done until I've got to this point. And I can deal with four things at once, and this kid's hitting this kid, and the phone's ringing, there's someone at the door, my wife needs me, I've got 24 different things, and I've got to keep completely coming, yeah, put that away, yeah, you sit down, yeah, I'm coming to you in a minute, yeah, I'll be with you just in a sec, hold on, yeah. Right? To juggle all those things and stay calm. So when he only gets to that level, right, you can't throw a newlywed into a situation like that, right? Unless you've got a big neshama, right? Svi, here in our class, who's married straight into a ready-made family. already had 4 children, 5 children? I don't know, they've got quite a, right, his wife already had from her first marriage. Right, so that's a big, to go from enough into that situation. He's my match, but he's chazak, he's out in the field. Svi is bodhidut. You ever want to learn what it means? That's a man of strength, that's power. It comes with the red hair.
And then you tossed in something like a child needs major surgery.
Each person is going to get according to what his neshama needs. Hashem builds us up slowly. But only once going through that test is a person can really be tested. Right? Only in those situations that's the real test of life. Real test of life are inside a marriage. Ubichlal ko yachasav shel adam im hachevra b'chutz mushtatim al cheshbonot shel tem li v'ten lach. Also, you should know that all the whole relationship that a person has with his friends outside of the home is built on the basis of give and take. Bal hatzagot v'tach basot she mataram lekabel kavod. And through hatzagot is like acting and costumes. It's all a show, like his friends. You're the cool guy, I'm the sidekick, he's the funny one, you're the serious guy. Right, everyone's playing their own part. Right, it's not real. Right, everyone's the kabel kavod in order to receive respect, haracha, value, ma'amad, standing, parnasa, it could be at work, etc. Hadam poshet et kol hamasechot. But at home, person loses all the masks. And he acts exactly like he is. Right? You can't wear the mask at home. You can try, but your wife can see right through you. And if he's not got emuna, it's going to be obvious in all of his actions, behaviors. And it's going to leave its mark on his shalom bayit. It's going to force him to work on his emuna. I can't wear the mask at work or the yeshiva or wherever I am with my friends. I can pretend I've got a mask of I'm the relaxed guy, I'm the cool guy, I'm the whatever I am. Dom's nice, it's not really me. Right? Because they're the guys. I'm not really myself with them. At home, the Zat Hashem person is really himself. And then he's going to know who he is. Until then, I'm not acting who I am. So it's hard for me to know who I am. Maybe, I'm living in my film, my own film set. To an extent, some people more than others. But it's not going to show me who I really am until I'm in a home situation. Zeh HaKlal. There's a rule that a person's shalom bayit, it goes according to the level of his emuna. Therefore, only when a person gets married, he's able to begin to work on his emuna la'omek, meaning in depth. Therefore, the couple need to look on everything that happens in the home with emuna. They should know that anything that doesn't go well between them, or im echad miyaladim, or with one of the children, or im krovei mishpacha, or with the other members like relatives of the family, or in Parnasa, etc. Hem nimsa'im b'mivchan shel emuna. They are to be found within the test of emuna. The person needs to act according to the three principles of emuna, which are everything comes from Hashem, everything's from the best, everything's for the reason. You are very good. The person needs to know very well. that the one true advice, the whole baya for every problem in his life, he afarat lechet b'derech emunah, is only to walk, go in the path of the emunah, v'achna'a b'teshuvah u'la'abot b'tevulah, in humility and in tshuva and with lots of prayer. Tov, ma'aseh b'Rabbi Mani sheba lifnei Rabbi Yitzhak ben Eliashiv Ramalo. Okay, so there's a story now of Rabbi Mani who came before Rabbi Yitzhak and said to him, "Ein ishti mekubelet alai, she'ina yafa." Rabbi Mani says to Rabbi Yitzhak, "My wife, she's not so acceptable to me because she's not very pretty." Oh, there's a story from the Gemara. Shalot to Rabbi Yitzhak. Rabbi Yitzhak said to him, "Mashema, what's her name?" Oh, that's relevant. We're going to see why. Analo, he said to him, "Shema Chana, her name's Chana." Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, "Tityafe Chana, Chana will be beautiful." Vachen, nityafa Chana, and Chana became beautiful, right? Rav Yitzhak had certain powers. He was able to transform the wife, who was up to now not very pretty, into a very pretty wife. So, very nice. We're going to see what happens. Not the end of the story. Lachazman, after a while, Higyashub Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Meir Mani came back, lifnei Rabbi Yitzhak, to Rabbi Yitzhak, Latan Sheshub Einal Mutzah Mishto, and said to Rabbi Yitzhak that he still wasn't happy with his wife. Why not? Mifnei Shemaya Sheishto Nityafa, because since now that she'd become beautiful, Hachela Litgaot Alav, she had begun English is such a defunct language, you can have that. To pride herself over him. There's an English way of saying that.
I think the English translation is a little worse.
Yeah, do you want to read
it? Naughty.
Let's go to, I don't know. It's not such a. It just means that. What does it mean? It means that now she was full of herself. And she was telling him what to do. She was ordering him around, right? Because she's now. Princess, a Jewish princess, so to speak. To use a terrible phrase. And now Rabbi Yitzhak said to him, "In kach, if so, tazor Chana l'shachurita." Right? If so, then Hannah should return back to how she was. Bachen chazor l'shachurita. And so she returned to how she was. Right? That's a story from Masechet Tanit. We probably learned that. Mikach. From here, she Rabbi Mani chazer l'ritzot et ishto mechoret. From here, the fact that we see that Rabbi Mani wanted his wife to turn back to being ugly, so to speak. Lamed Manu, we can learn from here. She Hashem yivarach hu yodea ma tov bishvil adam. Hashem knows what's good for a person. Val adam lamenet, for a person to believe. That everything Hashem does for him is for his good. This is called to having emuna in hashkacha patit, in divine supervision. Anyone who manages to achieve this, then he merits to be happy always with his lot. Because he knows that anything that he's lacking, he knows it's all part of the divine plan. And he knows that it's for his eternal good. Even if I don't see it's for my good right now, I know it's for my eternal good. Right? Right now I'm going through a tough time. Right now it doesn't look so good. But eternally, you're right. I know this is for my good that I have to go through this. So even with eyes Mamuna, even though right now it doesn't look good for me, I can still hold on with the fact that it's eternally good. Hashem is doing this for my ultimate good. Lefi ha-tikun ha-magiyalo, according to the tikun that I need to have, ulefi ha-shlichut shlama'ana hu balola, and for the shlichut, the reason why he was sent to this earth. Mimela muvan, we can now understand, she'er b'nei zug she'yesh lehem emuna, that a couple that have emuna, azay smechim hem b'chalkam, then they're happy with their lot, to hainu Vend zugam, meaning that they're happy with their spouse. Habal samech b'ishto, the husband's happy with the wife. Im kol chesronot sheyishba, with all the lackings and failings that she has. Isha samech habavala, the wife is happy with the husband. Im kol chesronot sheyishba, with all the lackings that he has. Kevan shekamor yodim hem shekadosh baruch hu mashgiach aleihem, because they know that Hashem is in control of everything. And he gave to each one of them the best spouse for them, the fiati kunshan lehem, according to the tikkun that they needed. Meaning, but only through these certain lackings that they find in their spouse, that's the only way they can fulfill their purpose on being down here. Right? Person with emunah sees failings or lackings in their spouse. They don't get upset. And they don't wish that their spouse would change. I can't believe she's so lazy. Or I can't believe she can't cook toast. Whatever it is, right? Can't believe she doesn't iron my socks down the middle like I like them. Right? Whatever it is, right? Right? So he doesn't wish for a different spouse. He knows with emunah, this is my tikkun. Hashem gave me exactly the wife I needed to have. Right? Arish says that when you stand under the chuppah, it is your shirt. It's your ben zug. That's it. No questions after that. Until you get to the chuppah, maybe it's the right one. It's not what I want. Who knows? Right? But once you're there under the chuppah, done deal. Finished. No more questions. This is who Hashem wanted you to marry. Yeah, but she's not right, I don't like her now, she smells, whatever it is, right? This is exactly what Hashem wanted, right? With emunah, I don't have to go into all those dark places that are going to lead to who knows where they're going to lead, right? Everything is exactly how it's meant to be, right? Even with all their lackings. And dafka, it's the fact that they have lackings that I'm now going to work on, I've got stuff to work on. If they were perfect, well, I've got a job to do. She cooks, she cleans, she sews, she does everything I want, cleans my shoes, whatever, irons my socks with a stripe down the middle, whatever it is, she does everything perfectly. So, what am I doing down here? I may as well stay upstairs, right? There's no work to do. So, there wouldn't be any point. So I shouldn't be looking, right? I should be looking for a wife that's going to be perfect. It's not going to happen. Hashem wanted to give me a perfect wife. He wouldn't have brought me down to the world. He would have left me in Gan Eden, and Yofi will, right? But we're not here for that. We're here because dafka, there's a problem to be fixed.
In your mind, don't you think of what it is that she's going to bring in the house that complements what you're going to bring into the house?
No. When you're looking for a wife to start off with, it's a good idea to try and find someone that looks useful. You know, go out trying to find someone who's going to give you trouble. But once a person is married, for sure his wife will have lackings. She has to. She's not an angel. Right? She's
and
not created an angel. Uh-huh. She's got it far worse, right? Trust me. Right? Anyone who's married knows that they would far prefer to be them than to be their wife. Right? So whatever lackings we see in her, then you know, we just have to consider for a minute that she has to live with me.
Just think about it. 9 months pregnancy, diapers for how many years? Then doing laundry for how many kids? Plus the husband, plus yourself. You know,
it's not fun. It's not fun, right? We have it a lot easier. So, but any lacking the person does see in his wife, and he's going to for sure see lackings. That's no problem. Hashem's going to, even if he doesn't see them, right? If the wedding, the marriage, the first year, the first, right? Doesn't see any. She's wonderful, everything she does is fantastic, it's great in my eyes. Hashem is going to show me lackings, because you've got to test me. There's no better place to test me than the home. So he's going to put into my head, lackings that my wife had lackings. Why? Because he wants me to work on that. Right, what do I do now? My wife has lackings. I have to live with her for the next 120 years. I have to be happy with it. That's a test. That's a big test in the morning. So a person who with emunah that knows that this is from Hashem, this is good, this is exactly what I need. I have to get used to this I have to get used to the fact that my toast is burnt on both sides. Or whatever it is, that's why Hashem wants me to get used, wants me to work on. That's why I came down to the world to deal with.
Toasting burnt on both sides?
So dogma, whatever it is, each person is going to have their own particular, yeah, or to make your own touch. But everyone's going to have their own particular thing. But whatever it is that Hashem put you in, whatever Hashem gave you, that's exactly what Hashem knew I needed for my tikkun. Perfect. This is the perfect woman for me. There is no other, there's no, right? A person is crazy, or we're crazy anyway, but another reason why we're crazy is if he looks at someone else and thinks life would be better with Plony, Almoni, this one, that one, whatever.
It'll get worse.
It's not his tikkun. Someone else's tikkun. For a start, you don't know, because you don't. What going on behind closed doors is, right, what it looks like from the outside, that someone else is perfect and would be perfect. Right? But even if she was perfect, it wouldn't be my tikkun anyway. This is my tikkun. She's my tikkun. The one I marry is my tikkun. Right? It's no one else. She's the other half of my neshama. No point trying to hook up with someone else's other half of their neshama. It's going to look. It's just a Yetzirah.
We covered that before in the previous chapter.
Yeah.
About the man who had a religious wife. So he divorced her, got someone who was.
She was irreligious.
Irreligious, and then it didn't work out.
Because it wasn't his test.
It wasn't, exactly.
His test was to live with that wife who wasn't yet from, and to work on it, to work on himself, and to hold strong in his emunah, even though his wife wasn't yet on the derech, but not to simply divorce her and look for someone else who seemed to fit better. Right? That wasn't the plan. Hashem knew exactly what he was doing, and he lost everything after he married the one he thought was now on his level, because he wasn't really holding at that level. And if he would have stayed with the first one, then he would have really got to grips with where he was really holding, and he would have been his property, and he would have actually got to that level, and his wife would have then joined him, because a wife is just the mirror. She would have started to reflect the true him, because he wasn't yet truly internally holding at that place. He wasn't yet reflecting him, so his wife wasn't yet with the program. Tov Adkan.